Hey, Neil.
Hello, Brian.
Brian Walsh, Kew Cottages Coalition, Neil.
Oh, yes. Now, front of the Herald Sun today, heritage watchdogs have thrown into jeopardy the redevelopment of the Kew Cottages. What do you think?
Oh, it's a great story, and the people this is a tribute to, like Don Anderson, Louise Godwin, they're over the moon about it.
Well, will it stop the redevelopment?
The hope is, my hope is that it'll help get the planning back on track, and you'll remember from an interview you did, and I still remember it, with Judith Vose, the Mayor of Burrendurra last year. It was very hard getting straight answers to simple questions about the development and what was going to happen if they bulldozed Kew Cottages. So I don't think it stops it per se, but I hope it'll at least get a lot of things re-looked at.
Well, how are the families going out there? This has been so uncertain for so long.
Well, that's the bottom line. What I hope will happen is at least everyone who's a resident out there, all the families there, will get a fair go now, because only a few have so far been given the choice as to whether they remain, and of course many of them.
So what'll happen now with this heritage listing? What'll happen?
Well, as I understand it, the Heritage Council now has to look at all these proposals that might be put forward by the developer and to evaluate them in terms of this decision of the heritage value of the site. They're the only body that I've dealt with that's seriously taken that sort of issue to heart. So I hope that whatever development does go ahead will be done on a proper basis now.
Brian, thank you very much for speaking to us. We might even look at this a little further in the morning. Thank you. Brian Walsh, Kew Cottages Coalition.
Hello.